AI News by Conjero.
Morning, Adonai here. Quick roundup. Six headlines today, but the big threads are obvious. The UK wiring up a sovereign AI compute stack, and NVIDIA pushing industrial AI out of pilots into factory-grade platforms with LG and Doosan.
Al Janib, let's start with the UK. Isambard AI is no longer theory. The program has concrete targets, about 65 megawatts of AI compute by 2027, and it's building a multi-vendor stack to host domestically controlled models and workloads.
That 65 megawatt target matters because it signals procurement muscle, not just policy. Expect legal and audit rails to follow, plus a vendor roster that favors UK-based operators and suppliers for sovereignty and data residency.
On the factory floor, NVIDIA and LG are stitching model development, simulation, digital twins, and edge deployment into one workflow. The pitch? Treat physical AI like a production line, so robots and mobility systems iterate faster from idea to deployment.
Operationally, that turns simulation and real-world sensor data into repeatable assembly steps, shorter feedback loops, fewer bespoke integrations, and clearer KPIs for field performance instead of theoretical benchmarks.
NVIDIA's push with Doosan takes that further. The June announcements show Doosan aligning four businesses around DSX, MGX, and accelerated compute, moving from pilots to a shared factory stack that multiple plants can use.
Shared stacks mean you get economies of scale and standard interfaces across factories, but they also create a single point of integration work. Success depends on clear APIs and on-the-ground tooling for operations teams.
Shifting gears, GitHub Copilot's move to per-token pricing changes behavior, turning AI from a subsidized experiment into a literal per-unit cost, forces teams to treat prompts and model usage as a measurable line item.
You'll see cost engineering tactics in response, caching syntactic outputs, moving heavy lifting to local inference, or building middleware that trims token use. Architects will balance latency, accuracy, and token spend.
Hugging Face's Mythograph Atelier No. 1 is a useful counterpoint. It's not just flashy art. It demonstrates that meaningful AI outputs require orchestration, iterative question loops, and state management to converge on a creator's intent.
Exactly. For creative apps, that means UI design, prompt history, and interruptible workflows will be as important as the underlying model. The orchestration layer becomes the product's competitive edge.
And then there was Notion's weekend wobble. Anthropic's Opus 4.7, 4.8 degradation forced Notion to disable those models, then restore access after stability returned. A short outage, big reminder about supply risk.
The immediate operational lesson is obvious. Redundancy and graceful degradation matter. Companies offering productized AI need fallbacks, transparent customer communications, and realistic SLAs for downstream users.
Look at the pattern across these stories. Infrastructure is moving from pilots and policy into standardized stacks, while economics and resilience are suddenly first-order concerns for buyers and builders.
Right. Sovereign compute, shared factory platforms, token pricing, and orchestration challenges, they're all different faces of the same move from experimentation to industrialization of AI.
For practitioners, that means three priorities: integrate at the stack level, instrument token and compute costs, and design orchestration that keeps humans in control and systems resilient under failure.
If you're making decisions this quarter, plan for unit economics, insist on cross-factory APIs for industrial projects, and bake fallback models into product roadmaps. Those are the practical levers that will matter.
That's our update. Thanks for listening. We'll watch how these deployments evolve and what they force companies to optimize next.
AI News by Conjero.